Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
And service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at powerstruckparts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 906.
I'm telling you right now, people, when you look at your best friend and you look at him, you go, he's not in there anymore.
Listen.
He's not. You're not in there, Joe.
Well, listen, all I said, Christian, if somebody gives you 5 minutes of drama in three different cases, I go, look in the mirror, drama
guy. Oh, my God. There's no drama. Oh, you had an explosion just a minute ago.
Yes, that was. You know, let's take care of business. Get off your butt.
This is drama. Wow. I'm sorry, Valentine.
Let's call our man Joe Nichols and get him on the phone.
Get Joe on the phone. Did you get his new song?
He's got a new single out.
Well, let's hear it.
Did I send that to you on Instagram or is it text?
I didn't get it.
It was bogus.
Well, it's not. What's it called? It's C'est la vie. I believe it's C'est la vie.
C'est la vie, say the old folks.
It's really good. We were debating on, was this an old song or brand new? And I just Googled enough.
Well, he's got a new hairdo then, because that doesn't look like
him. Yeah, we're going to find out. I love it, man. It sounds just like the initial. Did I send that to you on Instagram? I don't think it was on the text.
I want to see if I can find it, though.
It's not. I've looked. That's what we're going to ask him.
It's not on YouTube?
We want to ask him, is it.
How do you spell C'est la vie?
It's too hard to spell.
Well, give me the first couple letters.
It's C-E-S-T-L-A-V-I-E.
All right, hold on.
I don't think it's on YouTube yet. I don't think it's officially been released. We got the guy right here. Can we get it? Let's hit his open, please.
Well, hold on. Let's find his opening first. We've got to find it over here. Yeah. I've got to be able to do this right here, and then I got to be able to go over here.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Sing it, son. Here we go.
Before I turned around, that girl was gone.
One of the greatest lines in country music. Here we go.
Bartender, pour me something strong.
Everybody!
Here's to the past. Take and kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him.
Woo!
Here's to the girl who wrecked my world. That angel who did me in.
Sing it, boy.
I think the devil drives a coup. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill. Down in broken hearts.
Good morning,
wow.
Joe.
Wow.
Great stuff.
Hey.
Good Lord, dude. Do you get tired of being awesome?
Do you get tired of being awesome? That's a great question. Wow. How you doing, buddy?
I'm blessed. I'm doing all right, man. How about y'all?
Not too bad. What do you got planned for the July 4th weekend?
I'm going to be in Greeley, Colorado, I believe. Yeah, I think that's right. New Mexico tomorrow. I got a day off, and then another stop in Greeley, Colorado for the 4th.
How tough is it? Obviously, with Justin Moore, we get to see how tough it is the weekends having to travel, being away from wife and kids.
Mm-hmm. That's the hardest part, man. That's actually why they pay me. It'll pay me to play music. That's fun. But, to travel and being away from the kiddos and my wife and my home and everything, that's the hard part. So, well, I signed up for this a long time ago.
Well, you've managed it in a great way, and you know, we told you the other day that whoever's doing your social media is doing a really good job. You're popping up everywhere on our algorithm. But I noticed a new song I sent to Roger, and I said, I think this may be new. I'm not sure. And it's C'est La Vie. And so then I started trying to Google, is that a new release, C'est La Vie?
Yeah, man. I don't think it's technically out yet, although radio got a copy of it yesterday. It was serviced to all of radio, so the that's a really good sign. But I heard you guys talking about the spelling of it. It is spelled redneck.
How's it spelled?
It's we spell it S-A-Y. Actually, I said the songwriters spell it S-A-Y, La, L-A, and V, just the letter V. I know it's normally spelled C-apostrophe-E-S-T.
Right.
La, V-I-E. But, you know, we're in the country. We do things a little different.
Yeah, right.
No, well, listen, I heard it yesterday. I sent it to Roger. Go, man, this sounds great.
And so, I had no idea. I thought you might have I said, there's no way, because I don't think his hair.
Roger's looking at the video. I think his hair is different.
I love the song because it's an upbeat song. I love stuff like that. Well, it's like a little laundry list thing.
Your call dropped for a second, Joe. You were saying, which was positive about the radio station. What were you saying? Call dropped for about 10 seconds. What were you saying about that?
Sorry about that. It's good that radio got it yesterday and they played it for the first time yesterday. So as soon as they did have access to play it, they played it.
Okay.
It's always a good sign.
Oh, that very much so. It's catchy, and there's a clip of it on Joe's social media. If you go to it, you'll be able to see that or listen to it. But yeah, it's got a good feel to it. Yeah, again, you know, we enjoy doing that with Justin. When Justin will release a new song, we get excited about it because, you know, always we're rooting for the song to go to the top. And you've been in the business a long time. You feel good about this song, huh?
I do. It's one of those, we used to call them ditties. I guess it's still called ditties.
Yeah, you bet.
But I feel really great about it because it's a good, fun song, man. Those always seem to usually have a better chance of doing well. You know, the catchy earworm types.
Yep.
It's not serious. I think people are kind of looking for something that's not as serious or angry somehow. So I like keeping that fun, mellow attitude sometimes, you know?
Well, tequila makes your
clothes. Oh, good to have fun.
Yeah, tequila makes your clothes fall off. That certainly has been a fun song that's made you a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I love the play on C'est La Vie. That's a great, brilliant idea. I know you're keeping up with all things sports, too. I thought it was interesting. The Razorbacks get another shortstop through the transfer portal, this time a Tennessee Volunteer. Did you see that?
I did not see it, but I've heard their incoming transfer portal class is insane, according to a couple of different sites.
Yeah, this
is awesome, man. I love that.
Yeah, this kid, the other shortstop they signed, I think this kid was ranked 10th best shortstop in the transfer portal, and the other one was the 8th. And I think they're all holding their breath now, Van Horn is, for the Major League Baseball draft.
Yeah.
You know, he lost a couple of the guys he thought he was going to get last year, and that's sort of what you got to deal with. But, you know, he's already admitted he's got more money, Joe, and he's spending it, and he feels a lot better than he did after last year's transfer portal class.
Man, I love hearing that. I love hearing that he's confident again in this money situation. That's kind of the key to this whole thing, not just baseball, but if we can just get the right amount of donations, get the right amount of energy, right amount of NIL, man, why can't we put together some championship?
Yeah.
And again, I'll always say he's the guy to do it, man. I think that guy's got one coming.
Yeah.
A title, that is.
Yep.
And it's just long overdue, and I think he's about to get one.
I do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock for sponsoring not only Joe Nichols, but Trey Reed today, Chad and Stephanie Powers. Thanks so much to them. So, Joe, early on today, we're going over to Marianna to a world-famous barbecue place called Jones Barbecue. It's been open since 1910, so over 100 years. And Marianna, the east side of the state, Joe, you're a little bit young. Maybe you know this history, but those teams in the 60s that did so great for Brewers that won a national championship and would go toe-to-toe with Texas, a lot of the great players came out of the east side of the state of Arkansas. And one of them in the 70s was a guy by the name of Dennis Dirk Winston. I don't know if you've heard that name before. He was on the all-century team in the 1900s. Of course, that's when I played, and he was in the 70s. I was in the 80s. But, you know, you look at that guy, and he had 22 tackles against USC, who was number 5 at the time, when they came to Little Rock and they beat them. And then he goes on to the Steelers, wins two Super Bowls with a steel curtain. He actually starts and plays besides Jack Lambert and Jack Ham and Mean Joe Green. Yeah. And you just really, you know, again, a reminder is that, you know, this state has the potential to create great players. And he was undersized, but he was lightning fast and just he was a terror on the field.
Yeah, man. It's funny. I used to watch the Steelers. When I was a little kid, I didn't really have a professional football team other than the Arkansas Razorbacks. I love the hog and the helmet. That's always what, you know, kind of got me interested in watching football. But the pro teams, I never really followed other than specific players that were named Joe. And I'm still kidding. I like Joe Montana. I like Mean Joe Green. And those are two. I did get familiar with the Steelers there, man. They had some incredible defenses. And, yeah, absolutely, I'm familiar with Dirt Winston and Darius Winston, too, much later. But
yeah, funny you bring that up. Darius did not. He was probably the most heralded guy of the Winston family. He was a five-star DB and just didn't translate his success on the hill. But his nephew, Billy Winston, actually was a freshman with me, Joe. He was a tight end that ended up being a starting tight end on those Cotton Bowl teams that we were Quinn Grovey. So, yeah, that Winston name is obviously very, very impressive. There was one other thing, too, you know, I think it's important, too, that we remind ourselves of, you know, Arkansas may not produce a lot of numbers, but that it can produce quality players. Darren McFadden, Sean Andrews, Peyton Hillis. You know, there are players that can come out of here, but it takes, you know, good football coaches. Dan Hampton, exactly right. But so the state doesn't produce a lot of numbers, Joe, but it has the potential to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually was a high school Hale. If y'all remember Ryan Hale, he had in the NFL.
You bet.
The Giants when they made a run. The Super Bowl. So, he was a funny kid. I agree with you, man. Every now and then we get some really good quality guys that stick around in the NFL for a while. Look at Brandon Allen, you know, even as a backup.
He
turned out a what, 8-year, 10-year career or something like that?
You know, it's crazy. It is. You know, it's funny. And you look at his numbers, he had gaudy numbers when he was quarterback here. A lot of people gave him grief. You know, somebody tried to burn his truck or whatever, but he's probably had one of the better NFL careers, even though as a backup of anybody. Listen, when you're a solid backup quarterback and to do it for 8 years and teams are still willing to pay you.
Absolutely.
He's a millionaire because of that. You know, that's
absolutely.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, man.
This summer, you know, I think we told you we're going to go down and do the NASCAR thing in a few days. We're going to go down to Cliff Harris. Cliff Harris is another Arkansan that, even though he did not go to the Razorbacks, another example of great talent. He goes to 5 Super Bowls. You know, he's not recruited hardly by anybody out of high school. He goes to Wichita Baptist and then ends up playing against those same Steelers teams we were talking about. And but we're going to go to his house and then going to go to the Star in Frisco. So we're not going to perform music. We're going to eat. We're going to watch racing and everything else. Yeah, that's what we do. That's how we roll. So, we appreciate you. This is the time of the year where, you know, some other the sports stations, sports shows sort of struggle, but we're sort of pop culture. We love music. We love movies. We do a movie review. Which tomorrow will be The Patriot with Mel Gibson. Do you ever watch movies? Do you have time to watch movies with your kids or your family?
On the bus?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I just took my 14-year-old. I don't advise doing this for any parent out there. My 14-year-old talked me into taking her to a movie called Backrooms yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Now, maybe it's a new movie about an internet, like some internet kind of phenomenon about like alternate reality kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And she talked me into this, and I got to tell everybody out there, spoiler alert, that movie's terrible. That's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. I sat for 2 hours of this.
Oh, no.
God awful. So anyway, if anybody's out there looking for a good movie recommendation, I do recommend y'all stay 30 feet away from that.
Dude, Christian, did you know which one he's talking about? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Is it bad?
I thought it was fine. It was middling.
14, yeah, listen, that's Joe, the main thing is that you took your kid to the movies. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of time for movies. And, you know, I was already taking a chance because she kind of researched and she talked me into it because the only thing that was R-rated about the movie was the language. And I'm like, all right, I can understand some language stuff. We just don't do any adult scenes or anything like that, and a little bit of gore, you know, okay, I can handle that. I can talk that through. But but man, that was just so bad. I don't have time for a lot of movies. So I got to pick them well. I got to choose them well. Now, we did see last week also Disclosure Day.
Oh, how was that?
That was, you know, it was pretty hyped. It was okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's one that I felt. It was pretty good. You know, it was pretty good. I had high expectations with Steven Spielberg, but it was pretty good.
Well, they say the last 20 minutes, the first hour and a half were sort of slow. The last 20 minutes made up for is what we've been told. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I thought, you know, I kind of followed that topic a little bit over the last couple of years because it's just gotten really interesting. Yeah. Pretty wild what the government is doing and saying nowadays compared to what it was like when we were kids. You know, it was just such a taboo topic. And now all of a sudden it's kind of mainstream. It's pretty wild to me.
I can see it now.
So anyway, so kind of seeing that, I don't know, that culture, that the people that follow that stuff and kind of becoming interested in the topic to watch that movie, I'm like, yeah, I kind of knew all of this stuff already. It's funny to see it in the movie, like, all right, this is real, it's happening.
Listen, I think I can see it already, Roger and Christian. The Joe Nichols movie review on the Morning Mayhem there.
Oh, yeah.
That's good, Joe. You can write them all.
Pretty short review. That movie's terrible. In my best Chuck Barkley voice.
Terrible. That's right.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you got to understand, Joe, when we're doing movies and we do movie reviews, most of them are because one of the three of us has it, or at least one of the three of it has not seen it. It could be The Patriot. It could be Smokey and the Bandit.
Gladiator.
We give Smokey and the Bandit five stars.
Oh, we can watch Smokey and the Bandit 100 times.
That's Tombstone. We give it five stars. Yeah. Things like that. Chariots of Fire. Sucks. You know, nobody wants to watch Chariots of Fire. Screw that. Yeah.
So,
and it won all kinds of Academy Awards, I think,
I know,
right?
That's
right.
It did. So before we let you go, just to make sure, the new single is C'est La Vie. Is that correct? That's the actual title of it?
Yeah.
That's right. C'est La Vie. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
La Vie.
Well, hey, listen, congratulations on the new release. We'll be looking forward. We'll play it next week when it gets out officially.
Right.
And have yourself a great July 4th. Be safe on the road, and have a good one, buddy. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go Hogs and happy birthday, America.
Yeah, go
happy
Hogs.
Happy birthday, That's America. Right. Thank you, Joe Nichols, everybody. Let's see if this can be.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's going to be a massive hit.
I don't know.
Well, you had something come on there to push it down. I mean, tell you what, that is going to be an awesome hit.
Yeah, I like it.
It reminds me of like a Jimmy Buffett song or a Kenny Chesney. C'est La Vie.
Any one of those.
And it's a play. How did he say he spelled C'est La Vie in country?
S-A-Y-L-A. Just the letter V.
I love it. We didn't. The only thing we didn't ask him, did he write it himself? You know, that's it.
He did, right?
I saw where he
writes his own stuff?
Probably. I mean, sometimes you got, like Justin, you got other guys that write with you sometimes, but I saw where he was on some big name national show promoting that song. But what did he say? He said that when the radio stations get it and they play it that quickly.
Yeah, he said that was a good sign.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that is a fun. We'll see. I tell you what, let's take
a
break.
I'm going to send this back to you and then see if you can get it.
Did I send that as a text or an Instagram? I knew one I sent as a text.
It's an IG.
Yeah, IG.
You text to me.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I looked back at my ratings for both Disclosure Day and Backrooms.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I gave them both 2.5 out of 5. So I don't think either are very good.
Yeah, Backrooms. Well, he was nothing like wasting 2 hours. It's just hard to make a good movie anymore. If Steven Spielberg is struggling with Disclosure Day to make 2 hours interesting, that tells you something.
Well, I heard the new Supergirl has blown.
I didn't have high hopes for that.
Well, I didn't even know it existed until the movie reviewer was saying that it didn't make 35.
Yeah, I think we got a few good movies coming out this year.
What is it
this month?
Well, like, I don't know. Listen, after hearing some of your reports now, Christian, I'm a little suspect.
I have different tastes than you,
Christian.
Guys,
well, but we have so many similar things that I don't think you can escape.
For those who missed it yesterday, we're doing The Patriot because it's 250th year of celebration of our country. So yesterday we were talking about we have to do our Hawks home movie review on Patriot. And what did how did Christian go? I'm going to let you guys know.
I'll let you guys do it.
Whoa!
You guys have at it.
Whoa! Wow!
I don't.
Can I tell you, even Jessica, Jessica has standards probably like Christian. And even, she, no, no, who was it? It wasn't Jessica. I think she goes, well, I love the Patriot. Yeah, I don't see how you can't love the Patriot.
I don't know. Well, first of all, Heath Ledger is a smoke show.
I do like Heath Ledger.
I know you do.
He's good in that. You know what? He reminds me of Joe Nichols, a blonde Joe Nichols.
Kind of a
Joe. Got the flowing hair.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and of course, then the dude, who's the guy? Is it, who's the guy that plays the American that is actually with the British that helped
burn down? Oh, yeah. He's a good smug. He's a good, he's a great hateable character.
Now, he's not Biff. It's not Biff.
He's the tall guy.
Yeah. Did he play?
He's from something. He's from something.
Was he in that prison movie with Issa Morales and Sean Penn?
I recognize
him. He's not.
No. He's in a notable movie.
Is he the Shawshank?
No. No, we'll look that up during the break because I remember he was the one who set the church on fire. It was
from his townspeople.
He killed his own people.
He's American.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Let me tell you, I love the fact when Mel Gibson is overseeing, they're getting ready to ambush with his two boys to get his son back. Those old English military are just, you know, they're so standard.
Absolutely.
And also he's coming at him with a knife and a hatchet. He's chopping
them
up.
He's a ghost.
He says, there's only one man. Yeah. One man did all this.
And I like the idea that where the British are, it's not a gentlemanly way of doing it. It took the Americans to go, hey, look, stupid. We're not just going to stand here and fire at each other. We're going to get behind trees. We're going to come around you, stuff like that. You know what? There's no honor in that. So what?
It was just
a couple of dudes did this, man.
Also, I think it was the first movie I saw where I thought it was a true replication of what a cannonball would do. When you shoot the cannonball,
it just takes the dude's head off.
It bounces and takes the dude's head off. You get that big metal. I mean, it's coming at you, you know, 100 miles an hour. I didn't either. Obviously, I think they went up and down.
Yeah, because we're expecting them to be like the bomb with a fuse on it that Bugs Bunny would have.
I think those muskets were a little too accurate, though.
But the thing goes up. It'll destroy a ship. It'll destroy a fort. But you don't expect it to blow up.
I just can't believe, too, Roger, in talking about the strategy. That they all thought this was a good idea. Let's just stand here and shoot at each other without moving.
You stand here, we're going to reload, and then you're going to reload.
Until the real warfare invented.
Yeah, but what were you thinking? Like, have a move.
Honor.
Why don't we get over behind that rock? You know, we can get more of them. They can't get us.
They got the people with the drums out there playing.
They're playing the drums. Yeah. Here you go, Roger.
Pick up the flag.
I'm going to kill you before this war is over. Why not now? Soon. I thank my lucky stars. I tell you, that's one of my new favorite scenes. That was Strength and Honor.
I don't know if it was that.
Strength and Honor.
That's Steve Qualls. Steve Qualls did. You two both missed your Strength and Honors. You both
when?
Missed. You and Qualls did when Baz and I were doing it.
Oh, okay.
You have to be on alert.
I like it, Christian, when you're on the other side of the production studio. Strength and Honor.
He's going to run it. Do it.
That's the code of conduct. That's the code of conduct.
Well, because
we do
that's the code of conduct. You must say it. Whenever you hear it, you stop what you're doing.
This trivia, Roger. What man has sung the same song more than any other human being on the planet?
Yeah. I'll add it to that one. What man has started ghosting calls from President Trump because he knows he only wants him to do one thing?
No, hey, it's everybody. They're asking, remember we saw him in Nashville, you know, they go, one song, please.
Everybody.
One song. You can leave now.
He got a new phone number. Nobody has that number. How about ring on your finger, time on her hands? No. What's that one you do?
So I guess he probably only do that. Well, anytime he sings live, that's the only song people want to hear him sing. What's that other song that people know him by?
Well, I just told you one.
Well,
which
you
one?
Know he ring made on a God finger, bless time Canada on her hands. Song?
Huh? What is
did
it?
You know he made a God Bless Canada song?
What?
He did.
Do you know that he wrote this song as he was driving through Arkansas?
No.
I've got audio of it.
What's his other hit?
He had a ton of them. Ring on a finger, time
don't
on her hand.
Don't you talk down to me.
I'm talking down
don't
to you.
Talk down to
I'm
me.
Talking down
got
to you.
A ton of them. Shut
He's
up.
He's got a ton of them.
Anything got to recognize?
Recognize any of them. You would.
I'm telling you right now.
You know what? We're going to listen to him on the way to Marianna. Ain't that right?
Take it home, Lee.
God bless the USA.
Oh,
defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Norway won their first knockout game in history, beating Cote d'Ivoire 2-1. Norway has only qualified for the World Cup four times and had advanced past the first stage just once prior to this year. Erling Haaland has scored in his first three World Cup starts, becoming the first player to do so since Hungary's Sándor Kocsis in 1954. In Game 2, France beat Sweden 3-0 as Kylian Mbappe scored two goals. In 18 World Cup games in his career, he has 18 goals. In Game 3, Mexico beat Ecuador 2-0, making it to the round of 16 for the first time since 1986. They've yet to allow a goal. Today, England and the Democratic Republic of Congo will get it started at 11 on Fox. Belgium and Senegal will play at 3 on FS1. And the final game will be USA taking on Bosnia-Herzegovina at 7 on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 97 degrees. Heat index going 105, maybe higher this afternoon. Of course, the heat advisory is still in effect today, in effect through Friday. All right, this afternoon, a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. That'll continue into this evening with an overnight low of 77. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
On Thursday, join Morning Mayhem as they kick off 4th of July weekend the same way they do every year, live from Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore on Colonel Glenn. As you know, there's always fireworks on the buzz, so it makes sense to broadcast from West Water Rock's go-to place for fireworks, including those commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells that everyone loves. Happens this Thursday from Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster. With a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
Why should we feel the burn when we work out? We should feel the bounce, not the burn. The bounce in your step that comes when joining the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. Variety and excitement, you found it. People will witness the fitness.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit oltmansroofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
Serious injuries happen every day.
If it happens to you, don't wait. Dial 8.
Dial 8 for Rainwater, Holton, Sexton.
888-8888.
anywhere in the state, dial 8.
We've got you covered, Arkansas. Responsible attorney Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Wachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Suey! Los Angeles!
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
Yes.
Thanks, Trey.
Come in, Justin Moore.
There's our boy.
That's one of the reasons, that's one of the three reasons we got the best singing show in America.
I'd say.
Pratt, we're throwing Joe Nichols and making four. He's a regular.
Sing it, country.
A lot of people call it prison. When I was growing
that's
up.
Young Justin Moore right there.
But these are 20
something, Justin.
Roots, and this is what I love.
He made the word people have four syllables.
Verse number one. I'll tell you this. Got the word USA in it.
That's right.
Do it.
Come on.
Here's small town USA. Everybody. Give me a Saturday night, the 4th of July. A little Hank Jr. and a six-pack of lime. And on dirt road, and I'll be all right. Give me a Sunday morning, ask God to grace. A simple life, and I'll be okay. Here's small town, USA.
A lot of people have been, I tell you, so
a
many.
A lot of people. What? What are you saying?
A lot of people have been texting us and sending messages, Roger.
Uh-huh. What about a lot of people have been saying?
About Jones running out of barbecue. I mean, so just so you know, everybody has been sending that. We know. We've heard it. Uh-huh. A lot of people.
Listen, it's four syllables.
Okay. Say the word people.
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 Okay. A lot of people call.
So he just throws it in.
So a lot of folks have been saying, you got to get there before they run out of barbecue. So we know we're under the gun.
And we're still we're not 100% sure we're getting it.
Yeah. People have called over to say, hey, Mr. Jones, would you leave a couple of sandwiches for Baz and Raj?
Yeah.
And so hopefully that will happen. If not, we're gonna go to.
Well, if not, when we come back tomorrow, we'll let everybody Craig's. Know that it shut down.
that's good, Roger. A couple things. One, remember Missy Killebrew,
Lifetime listener. I do.
She is now working at the Cornerstone Clinic and took real good care of Jessica yesterday.
What's your Cornerstone?
Yeah, it's a health clinic. So
what's wrong with Jessica?
She used to be in the banking business.
Is she on nervous pills?
No, just regular checkup stuff. But anyway, she took real good care of Jessica. Also, speaking of. I think we said the Hatcher Bush Classic is 48 years old. Well, Jessica's parents, Tom and Debbie, celebrated 48 years of marriage yesterday. So I meant to say that yesterday. My bad. So happy anniversary to Tom and Debbie. 48 years. Let me tell you, 48 years, like you said, Roger, and anything's impressive. In a marriage, even more so. Also, we said that I mentioned earlier today, I think they've got it wrong with some of the stories. I had the Village People guy. Victor Willis, whose birthday is today.
Well, how about that?
Died today.
How about that?
He was the Village People's cop and naval officer.
We talked about it yesterday at trivia. Here I'm talking about it, and here we are. We've mentioned it again. Maybe there's something true to us talking about people and then passing. Now, one of my ex-father-in-laws died on his birthday.
Was it the one?
That was the one.
Do we have that clip? No. Can we hear that clip?
We don't have that clip.
The clip is so good.
But it wasn't that one. Not the one by his own hand. This one just died from the Lord's hand.
The great part about that clip, one of my favorite parts about that clip, Christian, if you can find it, is when Roger, it hits him that he has that, what's the moment? Aha. He has that aha moment. He goes, wait a minute. No, just kidding. he's still alive. But he went from serious taken by his own hand. Yeah. He went to sort of serious journalism too.
Well, I think we're missing the point of this thing is that I had more than one.
can you find that before
he
this break?
He doesn't have time right looking. Now. He's got
he's looking.
He's writing his review of the Patriot.
Also, birthday we hadn't got to, Roger, Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, I know.
When you think of him, you got Driving Miss Daisy.
Well, you mentioned
Ghostbusters,
it
Blues Brothers,
Jones.
What's that?
Cheeseburger.
Yes, he was in that skit.
He was in, of course he was.
When you think of him, do you think of Driving Miss Daisy? I don't think of that. He was great.
I don't think of Driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah, Miss Daisy was great, but no.
He was the son, right?
He was.
Yeah. And then you have Sneakers, which I think was a pretty good movie.
Sneakers was real good.
I like Sneakers.
Coneheads.
Conehead was a
really.
A
I think the bit was better than the movie, right?
The movie's not that good.
Dragnet, I didn't see.
Yeah, Dragnet.
I've seen Dragnet.
Joe Friday.
Ghostbusters.
Tom
I think
Hanks. That was with Tom Hanks.
I think the original Ghostbusters was the greatest.
Well, of course it was.
And then Blues Brothers. You can't beat Blues Brothers.
Can't beat Blues Brothers.
What's his best line in Blues Brothers?
He was also good in The Great Outdoors with John Candy.
Yes, you know? That's a good one.
Yeah, okay, they played a great smarmy guy.
He's in Pearl
Harbor.
I think
my favorite bit with him is with Candice Bergman. When he was doing the toys for Christmas, and it was the bag of glass.
I remember
and stuff
that,
like
one.
That. He's talking like this, and all you don't understand. It's a great idea. It's a great thing, right? It's a bag of glass. It was all about toys that would really harm kids.
So in the bit where it's cheeseburger, it was him and Belushi together on the grill.
He was
right?
a cook.
Yeah, both
was,
of them were right.
A cook
no, there. No, that's right. He
but
was the cook.
They were both in there.
Well, no,
everybody was.
I think Ackroyd was.
Bill Murray was.
I know, but I think. Did they all cook? I was thinking it was just Ackroyd that was on the grill.
Well, there's bus boys, there was waitress, and
I think Belushi was the waiter.
He would say it, and then Ackroyd would repeat it.
Oh, that's so good.
Cheeseburger.
No, somebody, I'd like a
Pepsi.
No, a cheeseburger. You want two cheeseburgers?
Yeah, could I get like a ham sandwich?
Oh,
no, cheeseburger.
Gosh. How old is he, Roger?
He's 88.
74.
Wow.
Debbie Harry, Deborah Harry, it says Debbie Harry. Yeah. She's 81. Christian, you know her, The Tide Is High, Rapture, Heart of Glass?
Yeah, Blondie.
Call Me?
Yeah,
Blondie. She was big in the 80s,
she was huge.
Late 70s, early 80s.
She's big now.
The Tide Is High, Rapture. I can't think of what Rapture is, but Heart of Glass.
I had them all this morning.
It's okay.
Is Rapture?
Shut up.
Now look at Roger. So Roger's trying to find he's got 9,000 letters over there.
It's impossible.
When we get that other monitor, Jim,
what about your father-in-law?
You know what?
Still around?
Oh, no. No.
Gone, long
no,
long
no,
long.
No. They're gone. Both of them have passed. One by his own hand. I'll take that back. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking about, forgive me for this.
The TTE story?
Samantha's dad is still alive.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. You can't make that kind of stuff up. It's so good. It's almost as good you think Roger was acting. It's just natural reaction. This is Blondie. And now that's become speaking of Roger and Christian, that saying has become a part of the lingo of our show, by his own hand. That's by his own hand. It's one of the many phrases. What are the other phrases that we have on the show, Roger?
Blow me. I'm sorry. We'll take that out in post.
Splees is another.
Yeah, that's right.
What Splees else is there?
I don't know. I mean, the board's just gone. Everything's gone.
Roger's on the internet now. And say he can't even see the.
Oh my gosh.
We left out Trading Places. We're idiots. Yeah. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
Trading Places. Excuse us. Above or below the knee. Above the knee, rather. Above or below the knee. That's a classic.
This was the number one on this day back in the 70s. We love this. Well, not this one, because this is Club Nouveau.
Fernando Valenzuela?
No. Here we go. What's the stank? Put some stank on it.
Slammerammaroo? That's a good one. It's what he said. Oh, that's a good one. We got to get him on the show, Raj.
Club Nouveau.
Yeah, I was not a big fan of this.
We
got to get Coach Simmons on the air.
How about
it's what he said. These are all number one songs?
No, this was One Way or Another by Blondie.
Oh, wow. I forgot about this one. She had a lot of hits.
She sure did.
Yeah, Trading Places. How do we forget that with Dan Aykroyd? Dr. Detroit?
Oh, Dr. Detroit was really a good, terrible movie.
Strength and Honor is another one.
Yeah. What about this one? This is all I got for Aykroyd because it's Saturday Night Live.
He didn't do this.
No, but it's all I had from Saturday Night Live.
I love this.
That's why I got it for you. See,
so
you still make fun of me.
What he said.
What about this right here? Who's this?
Twilight Zone. He played like a werewolf or something in the movie, didn't he?
Oh, you unlock this door with the key of imagination.
What about him?
Well, this beyond is, it is another dimension.
This is ridiculous. This shouldn't be. I like this one right here. That's bad. I had it all. It's all here.
Celebrity?
Bert Tummy's the lead singer for the group Guess Who. Came to me. I was doing a show.
Well, Van Jack. He died on this day. That's when we have it. That's what I do. How about this one?
It's great to be hosting SNL again. I hosted 16 years ago. Back then, I was in great shape. I was coming off an MVP season with the Phoenix Suns. Now, I play bad golf, drink, and sometimes I get arrested.
So good. Here's one. This is something you said. Quote, y'all stand back to back. We're gonna measure you. After that, we'll see how tall you are.
Who's it? Why am I playing this? Luther Vandross.
Luther?
He died on this day? He did, didn't he? There was a lot of notable deaths on this day.
I know. Wolfman was one of them.
Let's see here. It was Carl Malden, Marlon Brando.
What do you know about Carl
Walter
Malden?
Matthau.
What do you think of Carl Malden? What do you think of?
Luther Vandross died at 54. What about?
Oh, yeah. Come here, girl.
Got some shoulders moving.
How about this one?
Oh, yeah. Bump. Open the door.
Banger.
Open the windows.
Oh,
it's a banger.
I'm telling you right now, you're going to smell this stank.
Oh, you're right. Wolfman Jack died today, too. That's right. All these guys. There's six of them. There's like seven deaths today.
I can't remember them all. I look in your face. I see your eyes, and I go, where is he?
Michael Landon.
I know, 54, we outlived him. Hallelujah.
Red Dawn came out on this
Red
day
Dawn.
As a PG-13.
Red Dawn, not to be
Swayze
confused.
One?
I think so.
Yeah. What year?
1984. What did I say? 42 years ago. What is the
matter?
84.
That's a Swayze.
How about 79, the first Sony Walkman came out, Raj? How about that?
Wow, how about this? And this was on it.
70. Probably. The Apple Dumpling Gang, Roger, came out on this day. You want to watch a movie, Christian? Go back and watch Tim Conway,
you know what,
Harry Moore, Don Knotts, and Bill Bixby.
Apple
I remember
Dumpling
it.
Gang.
I remember it.
Yeah, that's when I went to the movie. Joe Nichols would take us to that movie.
Armageddon opened on this day in theaters. Yeah. What year, boy? Boys?
That would have been boy.
Well, I say what year, boy?
I say 98.
I say boy.
Oh, my gosh. 98 is correct,
wow,
boy.
Wow. Hey, boy. Not only more. I saw where is it Aerosmith?
What's that?
Is it somebody's birthday or
Armageddon? Aerosmith in
that's
Armageddon.
What it is. And then it had Liv Tyler.
Yeah, Liv
and
Tyler.
Then it had
yeah.
Liv
Tyler's birthday
with
yeah.
Alicia Silverstone in a video of their dad's song Crazy. And they yeah. get risque in that.
You want to hear how crazy? You know how old Liv Tyler is?
45.
She is 49. And then you know how old
in that video, Crazy, she's 17. Yo.
Yeah, it's not. And guess how old Pamela Anderson
I don't know, boy.
60.
She's 59. 59.
That's it?
Yeah, that's old. Wow. Princess Diana died on this day.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
She didn't die on this day. Today's her birthday.
Today's her birthday. That's right. She was killed on August 31st.
Yeah.
How old would she have been? She'd been
36.
60, 65?
36.
No, 65.
Yeah. Well,
all right, let's take a break.
We'll shout out to the Jack Squat group once again. Kelly Manns, Jason Manns, Kerry Walters, Matthew Walters, everybody that came out to Boudreaux's last night to play trivia. We're looking for a new venue on Tuesdays as well. Like to do that. If
yeah,
you're
your
there,
restaurant's out there. Let's go.
I know that when they leave Boudreaux's, they go to, it's not on the border. What's another one that's out in Maumee?
I don't know.
It's
don't
a
know.
Bar. It's a club.
This is a cool sports
bar. Overtime. Is it Overtime? Is that
know.
One? I don't know.
Someone says here, Roger said, I'm a fan of the Bean. I can't stand up. Streets of San Francisco for Carl Malden. We got us a good one. Let's go to break.
I think
Roger
on
Dyson.
The waterfront.
For Carl Malden? Well,
yeah.
Look at you.
Or a streetcar named Zach.
Well, what product did he endorse on TV?
That I don't know.
Help me out.
The American Express.
That's right. Very
remember
good.
That? That's yeah.
We'll come back.
Tell me how old you are without telling me how old you are. I was
Jax.
Which both.
Yeah, I'll tell you how old I am. I was the age that Christian will be tomorrow. When's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow when he was born.
I'm gonna loop those together. Both those movies I mentioned featured Marlon Brando, who died on this day.
That's right. It's all coming together.
Wow. Pepper.
Come back, wrap things up. Don't go away. Great song. Hey, it's David. Basil for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Boquas Hill Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Congo Fireplace and Patio is having a huge 4th of July blowout sale. Save hundreds of dollars on the best selection and best quality of outdoor furniture in the state. Choose from over 100 brand name collections, dining sets, seating groups, bar sets, chaises, and gliders in stock and ready to go. And now everything is up to 50% off. Plus, Congo has a great selection of built-in grills, pellet smokers, and fire pits. Family owned and operated since 1920. Shop local and feel the difference. Congo Fireplace and Patio. I-30 Benton.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Summer is here at the Big Lot. If you need a truck or an SUV for the lake this summer, maybe a Jeep for some off-road fun, come see us at the Big Lot.
Folks, we have a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles starting at under $20,000, and our banks work with any credit situation.
You can buy with zero down, and our lenders love saying yes. So come see us at the Big Lot at Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram, Alcoa Road in Benton. The Big Lot,
Benton. Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
And one night in between Arkansas and Texas, I sat down and I wrote, God Bless USA.
Good job, Roger. That's Lee Greenwood saying that. How about that? I've never heard that story.
You're welcome.
9:55. Get ready to visit with Phil Elson in just a second. From the 870 on the Middleton Heat and Air text line, happy early birthday, Christian. You're a great addition to the show.
He is.
Just don't get the big head like RJ. Or shut up, Josh. Shut up.
I never said that. Justin, he is not that guy.
No, we were talking about past. I forgot about Matt Travis being a, you know, you used to work with Matt. Matt used to be here.
Yeah.
He was a, you know, and all the producers that we've had come through here. We've had,
yeah, and they've all gone on to bigger and better things.
Yeah. Phil, how are you?
I'm feeling good today.
Hey, Phil.
Ready for 100 degrees.
Yeah. You
oh,
know,
my gosh.
Or something
it was
like it.
Scorching.
We're getting ready. Matter of fact, after the show, we're headed to Marianna. So, law enforcement, we will be following the speed limit. If you would like to give us an escort from any of you county police officers or state troopers out there.
If you'd like to lead the way.
You ever thought about letting someone else drive, David?
Well, no, Roger, listen, Roger.
Maybe Jimmy.
Roger's the one who got in trouble last time, not me.
Okay. All right, here's the thing. You know, that's it. Gloves are off.
So the big thing is that they say this guy, once he's out of barbecue, he closes down. So everybody, got to get there by 10. Well, that's not going to happen. We're going to get there 11:30.
He's got a look on his face and say, look here.
I don't care who you are.
I might not be feeling good.
Yeah,
today.
I don't care who you are.
He may be soup Nazi. He may be, look here.
What just, do you want him to do? I mean, there's no unlimited supply of anything.
No, he does it one way. He cooks one thing. It's a barbecue sandwich.
But
with
so, I mean,
he's
not open. He's not open from 9 until
it's
6.
It's like a skit.
It's when it's done. I don't know. Yeah. So what time usually
he
is
acts
that,
like he acts like he when whoever comes up, he's ready to serve.
Is it a lunchtime? Is it a lunchtime thing?
That's it.
You think somebody, you're probably the last couple of guys that with whatever these guys left gets the biggest sandwiches?
No hamburgers. Barbecue. That's
no Coke, Pepsi.
That's it.
Yeah, I would rather not have any coleslaw on mine. No, you get coleslaw.
What you got on the zone today?
Let's see. Today, Joe Klein's coming in.
All
speaking
right.
of you guys who know how to make barbecue,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Michael Felder. Talk yes. a little college football. You know, today's July 1st. This is the new start to the athletic calendar for college sports.
Gotcha.
That means a year ago, the House settlement was approved and finally was put into motion. And, of course, everything has really settled down in college sports since that happened. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Reed Llewellyn coming in from the Great Arkansas Beer Festival.
It's that time already.
Yes, it is. It's a great time to be drinking beer because good it'll show. Cool you down a little good bit, show. Right?
It is. And as you mentioned, it's going to be hot. What is the music they're playing there, Raj?
I don't know, baby bubba.
Sort of caught me off guard there. We never ended the show with that. That's interesting. That's okay. It sounds like it's going to be a hot one. And you're going to go up and see Bob Dylan this weekend.
I'm excited, yeah.
How cool is that?
Never seen him live.
I've never been a big fan of his music, but just to see a living legend
was,
like
right.
that.
I feel like it's an icon. I remember he came and played at Raywinder Field with Willie Nelson. I think it was 2004. Or 2005, but the Travelers were on the road in Tulsa, and I was with the Travelers, so that would have been my one chance.
I bet that reeked of weed.
Marianna, here we come,
and hell's coming with us.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license.